Then you got R over I equals E.
No.
I know, it would be a little tricky. Tricky, tricky, that's not sure.
My body. Work.
I believe.
Well, that would suit them.
Yeah, just count if I will have fun.
You gave him. Do parents say parents or more?
Are these the same grade as them?
Yes.
18, 4, 5. I like those. I got spare you, spare it to you, but you. I have no shadow box, sir.
All right.
I'm a real fighter.
Route 85. And improvement is 927. Same Greek word. Now, the judge is worrying about the woman coming to him and literally to beat black and blue, strike into the eye. This Greek word means to strike into the eye. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I beat my body under. I strike my body into the eye. The King James says keep under. The ERV says bruise. Some say beat. I like beat. Keep under, I'm only giving that like a 1. Bruise, maybe like a 3.
Beat is.
But beat, or beat black and blue, or strike into the eyes, literally strike into the eye, but even if they just said strike, that's pretty good. So when you read them, say Luke 18:5, the King James has weary there, I'm giving that a -3. To me, weary is just, you know, not very close. And then 1 Corinthians 9:27, whatever that has.
Okay, so what we do for Luke 18?
Luke 18:5, I'm giving it the same rating as 1 Corinthians 9:27.
Okay.
I'm rating them both on the same scale. Beat, I think I'm giving beat a 4. Strike, I'm giving a 5.
Would you give weary?
Weary, I'm giving that -3.
How about discipline?
Discipline, I'm giving that in the category of the 0 or something.
And weary, you're saying is totally inaccurate?
Oh, I said somewhat inaccurate, -3. Weary, like bothering me, she's bothering me. He says, I better take care of this woman lest she come back and bother me. More than bother, lest she come back and punch you. With the same zip as 1 Corinthians 9:27, we bring out all this Greek on it, beating black and blue our body, you know, the old man.
Chastise.
So chastise, maybe a 1 or so.
wear me out, you'd kind of consider it a little bit weary.
Yeah. It's more than a verbal pestering. It's just one of those who come back and knock the guy one. Are we ready to go?
I wanted to ask one thing about it. How does that make sense in the Corinthians passage when he's talking about getting himself in condition?
He's talking about the old man.
Oh.
I beat my body in the old man, he puts it in the ring and strikes it a good one. More the discipline, it's a knockout punch.
That makes Phillips not that bad, after all.
It's worse.
He'll get a plus 10.
Tyndale.
I'll venture to... Luke. I'll venture, lest at the last she come and hag on me.
Weird.
Hag on me, looking up the word hag, it means cutting blow, or it can also mean to weary.
What how it's spelled? H-A-G-G-E, but that's still not the beginning.
Cutting blow, I think. Not going to break that.
I give it 3. Hag on me.
It could be just the first meaning, which is the cutting blow, would kick it up.
I think it could be smaller. In fact, I'm probably going to give that a 5. Because you take things at their first meaning, unless the context, you know, is forcing you otherwise.
Do you take into consideration that it's an archaic word, nobody knows what it means?
Well, they can't get the wrong meaning out of it.
I think so.
So they should look it up. If they look it up, they should get the right meaning. So, and since there's no meaning to hag that you can come up with, it's like the King James already gave charity. You may not even look that high. Charity already has a meaning. You get the wrong meaning, and you go down the wrong road. Hag, you're left with nothing until you look back.
Actually, I think it's all meaning here. Where is the old hag?
Well, she's going to come and hag on me. I don't know that I would interpret it. She is an old hag.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of archaic words any more than I'm afraid of big words. So, yeah, still I've looked them both up. 1 Corinthians 9 for Tyndale.
1 Corinthians 9 was... I tame my body and bring it into subjection.
Tame?
Tame. And bring it into subjection.
Like discipline.
Hag and tame. Ethiopian.
Boy.
What was that?
Boy or...
Weary.
Weary.
That King James.
Yeah.
And beat.
Beat. Adams.
Wear me out. And wear out.
I wear out my body. New King James. That's by using it too much.
Okay. New King James says worry for Luke. And discipline for Corinthians.
Weary or worry?
Weary, like W-E-A-R-Y.
Weary.
Weary.
Discipline.
Discipline for the second.
Dewey.
It's weary me. And then chastise my body.
Sounds like, you know, punishing himself.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, the wrong way to approach it.
I don't know that we can gripe about this sounding like penance or anything else. He is beating his body under.
Yeah, but it's not. He's not doing it in order to be holy or righteous.
Well, that's the context. So just the word chastise, discipline, wear out, beat. I think we can just kind of throw those all off and lay them straight without worrying about the context. King James is weary and keep under. King James 2.
Wear me out and keep body under discipline.
ERV and ASV.
18:5. And wear me out for both of them. And 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage.
Buffet my body.
Just a second, let me double check. Yes. They both say it.
On the first one, they both wear out.
Right. And they both buffet on the second one.
There.
Wear me out and bruise my body.
NAS.
Okay. NAS is wear me out.
You can see the power of the King James over all these guys continually. It's like they can't give up the thought into a Greek interpretation.
For 9:27, it's buffet my body.
Buffet. ASV.
Wait a minute. What was the first one? I'm sorry.
Wear me out.
Oh.
Wear me out. RSV is wear me out from the first one. And the second one is pommel my body.
I like that. Pommel my body.
Pommel. That's like continually beating something.
Pommel.
Like a boxer does to a boxer.
Is that P-O or P-U?
P-O.
Pommel.
M-E-B.
M-E-B, I... wears me out with your persistence, and I bruise my body.
Bruise?
Bruise.
20th century.
Luke is plaguing me, and Corinthians is I treat my body roughly.
Hmm.
You treat my body roughly.
What was the first one?
Plaguing me. Ben.
Distract me.
What?
Distract me.
King James 2 had discipline, so that would be somewhat similar. Weymouth.
Weymouth says, to prevent her from constantly coming to pester me, and in 1 Corinthians, it talks about, this is fantastic, but I hit hard and straight at my own body and led it off into slavery.
Hit hard and straight.
That's four.
What?
What's the first one?
Pestering.
Pestering?
Yes.
Doesn't bother.
Bothering me. And maul and master my body.
Maul and massacre?
Master.
Maul and master.
Good speed. I beat and bruise my... No, that's the second one. Okay, wear me out, and I beat and bruise my body.
Beat and bruise?
Beat and bruise my body and make it my slave.
Fine, then.
Luke 18:5 is... This woman worries me. Worry.
That's the first part of the verse, I think.
I will avenge it. Oh, that she may not make a show of me with coming forever.
Make a show of me?
Be
forever.
And 1 Corinthians 9:27 is, but bang my body about and make a slave of it.
A chapel basketball player.
See the
Luke is wear me out. And 1 Corinthians. I keep beating and bruising my body and making it my slave.
Finally, wear me down.
Such a nuisance that I shall give judgment in her favor, or else her continual visits will be the death of me. That's Luke 18:5. Pardon me. Or her continual visits will be the death, D-E-A-T-H, of me. And 1 Corinthians 9:27 is I am no shadow boxer, I really fight.
-10.
Well, exclamation point, I am my body's sternest master, for fear that when I have preached to others I would myself be disqualified.
Stern is a master?
Yeah. Robert Caesar.
What do you do with that? He was new.
Beck. Luke is wears me out. And 1 Corinthians is beat my body.
Good news.
First one is wear me out. Second one is I harden my body with blows.
Let me.
Okay. She's wearing me out with her constant coming.
punish my body, treating it roughly.
Jerusalem.
The 18.5, worry me to death. And Corinthians is treat my body hard and make it obey me.
Barclay.
First Luke is completely wears me out. And 1 Corinthians 9:27 is batter my body. Batter.
Keep bothering me and beat me.
Keep bothering me.
What was last one?
Yeah.
Beat me.
Please.
Luke is assaulting me.
Oh, wow.
And 1 Corinthians is I beat my body black and blue.
These guys get poetic.
Here we go, Andy.
Give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her coming. I buffet my body
Kingsley
for Luke is weary and for Corinthians is beat body black and blue.
Gnarly.
Okay. Wear me out. Exercise my own body.
Exercise.
Ledger.
I get tired of her coming all the time. And keep working over my body.
Wear me down. And buffet my body.
Con fraternity.
She wear me out.
Check the last part of the verse to make sure you've been reading the right thing. 9:27. Discipline my own body.
Oh my.
And master it.
Manic.
Better correct amplified.
Okay, let's read amplified. We're on Luke 18:5.
Okay. Lest she give me intolerable annoyance, wear me out by her coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me.
All right.
Okay. Really beat you.
Yeah. Vindication.
So you others, you might want to check that. Diglot
says, lest at last her coming should weary me. And the other part is, but I severely discipline my body.
Severely discipline. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That lest you plague me.
Plague.
And the other one is chastise my body.
What's the first one? Plague.
Lest potentially coming she may plague me.
Sorry.
Perpetually coming, completely harass me is for Luke 18:5 and for 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I buffet my body and lead it captive, lest after having preached to others I should be of myself rejected.
She wholly wear me out. Beating my body under.
What was Darby? Corinthians.
For which one?
Corinthians.
For Corinthians?
Buffett. Thank you.
Godby.
She may smite me in the face. Luke 18:5. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I keep my body under and enslave it.
Whoa.
She wear me out. Luke 18:5. 9:27. I buffet my body and bring it into bondage.
Record.
See, I shall be avenging her, lest she coming may belabor me into a consummation. Long winded.
Belabor me into a consummation.
Let's see, 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I am belaboring my body.
New World.
First one is pummeling me to a finish. That was a U. P-U-M.
And that's P-U-M.
Pummeling.
What's that mean?
Punch. All the way to the finish.
And the second one is I browbeat my body.
Browbeat.
Who had pummel before?
RSV.
RSV.
Yeah, RSV had pummel.
Pummel?
Yeah, it was old and here it's used.
What was the new world for Luke 259?
Browbeat. I browbeat my body.
Lambda.
So that she may not keep coming and annoying me. But I, 9:27, but I conquer and subdue my body.
Simple.
If I don't give her what she wants, she'll keep coming back until I get sick. First Corinthians 9:27. I make my body tough, bring it under complete control. This isn't too much.
Recovery.
15:5. Because of this widow causing me. By continually coming, she wears me out.
Recovery.
Wow. No one's perfect. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 19:27, but I buffet my body.
New century.
She will buffet me until I am worn out. For Luke, and then I'll buffet.
What?
Buffet.
And for 1 Corinthians 9:27, it is my own body that I hit. I make it my slave.
Was the person was father or buffet?
Buffet.
No, bother, right? Yeah, yeah. Bother. Not buffet.
Can it be?
Which
one? Can A, B? Can A, B? I've got it. Both of them? You want both of them? Okay. Doing me violence is Luke, and the other one is discipline.
Can you let it?
Any
B was.
God B on the second one?
And A, B.
And A, B.
God B. Let her keep my body under and enslave it.
Is there a letter?
Kingsley?
Somebody say Kingsley?
Do we need Kingsley?
What about Letty? Leonard. Letter.
Tired of her coming all the time and keep working over my body.
We haven't done basic English, right?
No. Basic English after lunch tonight.
Are you waiting for Keith?
Any other questions?
First part of Fenton. First part of Fenton.
Gives me trouble.
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Wear me out. And exercise.
Oh, we see that one?
Okay.
Let's look at Acts 2:6. Let's hold that. I want to pick up Acts 17:18, Babbler. Ephesians Babbler.
Have you ever looked at before?
That's what they are.
Have we taken this one?
No.
Wait, did Pastor just talk about the concern or something? Probably. Babbler, I'm giving a minus one. Pick up a seed, I'm giving a five. Seed picker, five. Now, a spermologus was a bird. And it went around and it picked up wood scraps of food. You know, like you'd find out on the beach a seagull. And so Paul came to Mars Hill, and they said, what's this seed picker got to say? There's a metaphor. It's like Paul was one more philosopher come by who had, like this bird, gone out and gathered various philosophies and ideas and was showed up on Mars Hill to expound some new philosophy of religion. So they say, what's this spermologus got to say? You know, this bird that's gone out and picked up a bunch of scrap somewhere and is going to bring them to us. So what's this picker up of seeds? What's this picker up of scraps going to say? Babbler. What's this babbler say? Babbler, just, you know, somebody that isn't necessary to bring it out. Chatterer. I don't know what Chatterer has to say, but... I'm not giving that a very high rating. Probably seems bad one, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm assuming minus one. Cock sparrow.
Don't pick on him.
I'm just giving that a zero.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what it means. Charlatan, I'm giving that a minus five.
What is a charlatan?
A charlatan is showing a faker. However, the metaphoric usage of charlatan might be pretty close in some sense.
Philosopher would be correct, right?
Philosopher. It doesn't bring out the picture, but it's somewhat close.
Context is philosophers.
Yeah.
Philosophers met and they said, who's this philosopher?
But they were likened into this bird that, you know, when they picked up all this stuff. Charlatan, I don't know who that's. Problems. How about word sower? Into it, see what we come up with. I'm not putting much consequence on this. It's just interesting that there's a wide range of ideas and definitions for this phenomenologist. Tyndale.
Babbler.
It's like, you know, one who speaks a lot, you know.
A chatterer.
Gossiper.
Now, you know, he has many words, you know, just always he's speaking. Talkative.
But it's not negative.
Like talkative or something.
Talkative.
Chatterer. Like a word sower.
But he could, in a scholarly sense, maybe, though.
Reading into it.
He speaks, he has something always to say, you know, just speaking, non-stopping.
I kind of react
negatively, you know, the way they say, we're talking about Paul, right?
Yeah.
That it's negative, you know.
Oh.
He just speaks, you know.
They say much worse.
So they're mocking Paul, that's what
they're
talking about.
Yeah, they're mocking
Paul. They're mocking him. I kind of like the way brother.
What did it say again?
What?
What did it say again?
It says somebody who talks a lot, always talking.
The word in itself, is it mute, probably, or negative? In context.
No, it's negative. They are mocking you, you know. Mm-hmm. He just speaks, you know, just talkative, you know. Mm-hmm. He's not gentle or, you know, something like that.
That
law
doesn't correct. Mm-hmm.
Adams
is babbler.
Babbler, how original. New King James.
New King James. okay. It's babbler.
Dewey.
Word sower.
King James Babbler. King James 2.
Chatterer.
ERV and ASV.
Babbler.
Numeric.
Babbler.
NAS.
Babbler.
RSV.
Babbler.
NEB.
Charlatan.
Hello.
20th century.
Tattler.
Tattler. Tattler.
That's more of a tattler. Too much.
I don't know.
Boy.
Fenton.
Thought sower.
Thought sower.
Not too bad.
Weymouth.
Weymouth. Babbler.
Moffat.
Whatever does the fellow mean with his scraps of learning?
His scraps of learning.
Yeah.
Goodspeed.
Goodspeed. Rag picker.
Rag picker. Now that's a bum who goes to the garbage cans and collects rags and sells them. So now he's a rag picker. He's kind of got an American metaphor that matches the ancient metaphor. So that's kind of original.
He's also a lover, too.
Bunting.
Phrase monger.
Sea birds that they're referring to, are those like seagulls, you know, scavenger type birds?
It's a scavenger bird, probably akin to a crow or something. I think a crow was probably the most common phrase among them. CB.
Scraps of truth picker.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Amateur talker.
What? An amateur talker.
Which you certainly
Phillips.
cock sparrow.
Phillips just grabbed a bird and put that in there. Cock sparrow. Beth,
this fellow with his scraps of learning.
Good news.
What is this ignorant showman, or excuse me, what is this ignorant show off?
He's a dreamer, or he's pushing some foreign religion. Ill-digested scraps of knowledge mean?
Meaning he hasn't really chewed them up and put them together.
Isn't that close to what?
They're trying to get at it. NIV.
Babbler.
Back to Babbler. How annoying.
Weast. This ignorant plagiarist, picking up scraps of information here and there, unrelated in his own thinking, and passing them off as a result of his own mature thought.
Ignorant plagiarist.
God. Man, these guys are...
There's a lot in this. Amplified.
What is this babbler with his scrap pick learning trying to say?
Kingsley.
This fellow with his bits of learning.
Gnarly.
This chatterbox.
That's it.
What do you suppose this chatterbox has to say?
Pleasure.
This man has lots of little things to talk about.
It's hard to read. Lots of little things to talk about. Knox.
Dabbler.
Yeah.
Babbler.
Magpie.
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
A magpie.
Magpie's a good example.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real scavenger.
Diaglot.
Babbler.
Babbler.
Over in the literal, it says seed picker, but then the translation is babbler, so they do.
Yeah.
Seed picker.
Seed picker.
Darby.
Babbler.
Squadron.
Picker up of scraps.
Godby.
Babbler.
Moral.
Babbler.
Concordant.
Rook. Whatever makes us rook be wanting to say.
Yeah, a rook is what, a crow?
Yeah.
A rook?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought it was also a despicable character, too.
It may well be, but I think the common meaning of rook is crow.
That was concordant, wasn't it?
Rook.
Rook.
New World is chatterer.
Lancer.
Babbler.
Base, simple.
I'll have to repeat it. Some of them said this man doesn't really know what he's talking about, what he's trying to say.
Similar to a beaker show off.
How about amateur talker?
Same thing.
Recovery.
Babbler.
New century.
This man doesn't know what he's talking about.
Is it possible that the words chatterer and babbler have a further meaning than what we would normally have
assumed? It may be that that's true, but you know, when you're a babbler, you just
What's Darby?
Darby? Chatterer?
Occurring. The Greek word occurring is a participle, taking place, happening, occurring. This sound, the Greek word is phone, it could mean sound or voice. There's an argument as to whether or not the crowd heard the rushing mighty wind or the speaking in tongues. So this sound occurring, and we don't have to answer that argument to break this thing. This sound happening, this sound occurring, this sound, at this sound, I'm giving all that like a five, although at this sound doesn't have a participle in it, so maybe that's something. At this noise, when this noise was heard, you know, that's real close. Then it comes down to when this was noised abroad, which is starting to get ambiguous, and then the one that I disagree with, the rumor of this having come. Instead of them coming to the actual sound in progress, it was rather them hearing the rumor and showing up, you know, to investigate what happened. Well, we'll pick this up next time right here.